Sea Alaska wants the federal government to spend some of its stimulus money thinning trees. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation has asked for close to $1 million to expand its own forest management program. Officials say the money could keep 40 rural residents on the job. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Logged forests grow back crowded, and that lengthens the time the next generation of trees take to reach commercial size. So foresters send crews into thick young stands to take out the smaller trees and prune lower limbs from what's left. That speeds the bigger trees' growth. Sea Alaska is already spending $1.5 million this year on silviculture. That's the term used for trimming, pruning, and other efforts to grow trees for commercial harvest. Executive Vice President Rick Harris says that's put 40 people to work in Hoonah, Craig, Klawock, Heidelberg, and Cake.
We've identified that additional silviculture opportunities will create more jobs in Southeast Alaska. And so we're encouraging the federal government to consider making funds available for additional silviculture work.
Sea Alaska's money will keep crews on the job into September. The corporation has applied for a federal stimulus grant for another $800,000 to $900,000 to continue the effort. Ron Wolf is the corporation's natural resources manager.
We have crews, we have contractors, everything is in place to keep these people working.
It's unclear when the corporation will get word on the grant. If it comes through, Wolf says Sea Alaska would use the stimulus money for trimming and pruning its own forests on Chichagof, Kuprinoff, and Prince of Wales Islands. But it also thinks the Forest Service should use stimulus money to hire Sea Alaska crews to work on the government's own second growth.
The Tongass has a significant number of acres that have been even-aged harvested but have not been silviculturally managed.
The Forest Service has already gotten more than $30 million in stimulus money for Alaska projects. That includes trails, cabins, road repairs, and habitat improvements. There's at least one thinning project planned for an area north of Sitka. Agency spokesman Ray Massey says contracting is an open process and Sea Alaska is welcome to bid.
This Recovery Act money is not to hire more Forest Service employees and put them to work. It's to get money on the ground for people who need work. So when we advertise these types of situations, we really would like local contractors to do the work.
Sea Alaska is highlighting the jobs created by its forest thinning efforts, which have been going on for years. But officials say it's more than an employment and logging preparation program. Rosita Wuerl is vice chairwoman of the corporation's board of directors.
I think we've been diligent in terms of this kind of work, but also some of the other kind of scientific investigations. You know, what has been the impact of our current timber harvest on our land, on our wildlife? You know, we want people to know that our intent is to be good stewards of the land and that we've demonstrated this through, I think, significant expenditures of funds.
But not everyone agrees. Conservation groups and some village activists have criticized Sea Alaska's forestry practices over the years. They say clear cuts, also known as even-age harvesting, destroyed wildlife habitat and logging crews damaged salmon streams. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council supports using stimulus money to repair that damage, but Conservation Director Buck Lindekugel says it's not the same thing as getting ready for the next round of logging.
Is silviculture restoration? I don't think it's quite the same thing, but you know, given the impacts that have already occurred on those lands, particularly their location right around some of these villages that depend so much on wild forest resources, anything that they do in the short term will be beneficial and provide local jobs.
Even with thinning and pruning, Sea Alaska is decades away from harvesting its second growth timber. That's one reason it's trying to acquire older, once-logged Tongass stands through its land selection process. Those forests are expected to be ready for harvest about when Sea Alaska's remaining first growth stands run out. But that acquisition depends on legislation, which faces substantial opposition in Congress. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.